Hare Krishna. I'm sure you've all by now heard the heartbreaking news of the passing away of His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, one of our most beloved sannyasis, senior devotees, gurus, UBC members. It is almost with a sense of disbelief that we hear this news, even though his illness due to COVID-19 was well known and he was in the ICU for some weeks. But nevertheless, there was always the hope that he would recover. And he did show very good signs of recovery, but somehow or the other, we can understand that Krishna had his own plans, and he is taken away from our midst, his very beloved devotee. It is an irreparable loss for the ISKCON community of devotees and for the world at large also, because the loss of a great Vaishnava is a loss not only to the Vaishnava community, it is actually a loss for the whole world, because it is the presence of such saintly people that keeps the world in some degree of sanity, gives a sense of hope to people, gives inspiration, gives guidance. Anyone who has come in contact with His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj will testify how loving his nature was, how Krishna conscious he was, how such a perfect gentleman, such a perfect sadhu he was. And every aspect of his dealings were just ideal in terms of his conduct as a sadhu, there is no one who met him whose heart was not touched by his loving association. Personally, I have many, many, many fond memories of his personal association over the years. His wonderful, erudite classes spoken from the heart, his complete loyalty to and dedication to Srila Prabhupada and his movement, his love for the devotees, his concern for how this movement would continue on in the years to come, his time and time again mentioning how important it was for us to cooperate amongst each other, a principle that he not just spoke about, but which he also lived by in his own life. Who can forget his sweet bhajans, his kirtans? Who can forget his Tava Kathamritam singing, by which he introduced so many devotees worldwide to this beautiful song and this pastime from Chaitanya Charitamrita and the whole song from the Srimad Bhagavatam? In every respect, Srila Bhaktacharya Swami Maharaj's persona reflected Krishna consciousness. He took on many, many difficult services as well, accomplished many things. I believe he met Srila Prabhupada first in Europe, in Germany, where he had gone to study and then probably was living there for some time. And very quickly he entered into the intimate group of disciples, was very quickly given initiation and sannyas as well. And since then he continued to just tell us what an ideal devotee should be like. He was the living personification of the Chaitanya Charitamrita in terms of how a devotee should be. His knowledge of and practice of and insistence on all the different aspects of Vaishnava culture, the way he would personally cook and then serve all the devotees, is something that we will always remember and cherish. Very, very personal in his dealings with everybody. And at this time, I know there are thousands of his disciples and followers, well-wishers all over the world, who must be in a state of deep shock, and everyone will be struggling to cope with his physical absence. Spiritually, of course, he will be in our midst always. But especially to those who were his disciples, it must be also very, very hard. Actually, it is very hard for everyone who has come in touch with him and interacted with him. If you look at the things that his godbrothers and other devotees who knew him closely as well are saying, we will see how much he was loved by everybody. It will be a very difficult loss to bear for ISKCON. Also a very grim reminder that it's going to happen to everyone one by one. And therefore we have to take to Krishna consciousness very seriously. And the movement has to go on. The baton has to be passed on. The transcendental message of Goloka Vrindavan has to be practiced and spread throughout the world. Even though Bhaktacharya Maharaj was 74, he was still active, traveling everywhere. There was no loss in his energy, in his enthusiasm. He was always concerned about what's happening in the different centers he was associated with, and also with other places he may not have been directly associated with. Ever willing to attend to any request by any devotee for any help. I was also mentioning in a lecture some days ago to a group of his disciples and other followers and well-wishers, that to me, he symbolized many things, but amongst them, one was his complete freedom from envy. This is something very rare in this world. It is so easy and natural for us to be envious of others. even after we become devotees, the old habits will not die so easily. And he always took great pleasure in seeing others doing wonderful things in Krishna consciousness. And he glorified them with his heart, as if he had five mouths. And he was very genuine and warm in his appreciation. It wasn't something that was done just officially or with some kind of a calculation or, you know, just because it had to be done as a formality. But he was genuinely warm in his appreciation for devotees. I hope and pray that I will be able to imbibe even a drop of these qualities. His example, his qualities, his service to Srila Prabhupada and his beloved institution ISKCON will be always remembered. And I will try to imbibe in myself at least the qualities that I saw in his persona. The news has just arrived of his passing away only a few minutes ago, and it is hard to come to terms with it, hard to digest, even though we were aware of the illness, and many of us knew that it was inevitable, it would happen soon, but we were hoping against hope. So now he is safely at Krishna's lotus feet. He was also at Krishna's lotus feet when he was in our physical midst. But Krishna has, in his own wisdom, decided to take him away from us, so we can also realize that we must also now pull up our socks, so to speak, and come together as a community of devotees and make His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj happy when he sees that we are all practicing Krishna consciousness with enthusiasm and cooperating with each other very nicely. I think I will stop here. There is a lot more to say. I think we will all leave some time for us to digest this. And as time goes by, we will be hearing so much from so many devotees about His Holiness, and devotees everywhere will be glorifying Him and remembering Him with great feeling. His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.